Scripture reading this evening is taken from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked on his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into the place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead."
The title of the invitation this evening is called "It's Too Late." I was a little amused when Eve came in and picked up the outline and she said, "It's never too late." For this man it was. It was too late. Sometimes when we think about what I could have done, what I should have done and would have, if things had been different, but didn't. And now we can't go back and rewrite history, can we? It's too late. The purpose of our gospel meeting is to help us to identify that there comes a point in time when it's just too late. We need to number our days that we may get us a heart of wisdom. We don't have an infinite amount of time to do things that we would like to do. This rich man finally discovered that it was too late. I want us to notice some things that this rich man discovered, but he discovered it way too late. Number one, this rich man understands now that punishment is real. He lifted up his eyes, and where was he? He was in a place of torment. He could not make it any better in the great judgment scene, as we read in Matthew the 25th chapter and in verse 46, "These shall go away into eternal life, but those on the left hand shall go away into eternal punishment." Or I read that backwards. "These shall go away into eternal punishment and the righteous into eternal life." The point being that there comes a time when we must acknowledge that this is the way it is. And it's going to be this way from now on. There's not any way to change it. The wisdom writer said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." We commented this morning from Proverbs chapter 23, or Jeremiah, rather, chapter 23, as Jeremiah identifies the false prophets who were preaching that peace, peace, when there is no peace. They were preaching everything's fine, everything's always going to be fine. And sometimes we have the attitude that, well, there's always opportunity. We can always change, well, in this life. But then there comes a point where we cannot. It's too late. With this rich man, it was too late to call upon Father Abraham. "Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm in anguish in this flame." Too late for Abraham to help. The Bible teaches us that when we rebel against God, God doesn't listen to us. Isn't that interesting? We always think, well, there's always a time and a place to pray. No, not always. You see, in John chapter 9 and verse 31, the text tells us that we know that God heareth not a sinner's prayer. Had someone rebuke me one time, said, "You can't take John 9:31 and prove anything, because you have an uninspired man who said that." That was the blind man that was healed, you recall, in John chapter 9. And that blind man was an uninspired man. Well, Jesus healed him.
And he healed him without contradicting the statement that the man made. And keep in mind that this man had heard the law read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. And what was in the law? Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9 says that the prayer of a rebellious man is an abomination to the Lord. You think that blind man didn't know what the scriptures taught? Just because he was blind didn't mean he couldn't hear the law of God. The Apostle Peter tells us that the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. With this rich man, it's too late. There wasn't any point in calling upon Father Abraham. Nothing could be changed because there was no second chance. The Bible tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Paul said that we'll give account of the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. Now, with this rich man, it's over. It's too late. There was not another opportunity coming. And my friend, this rich man that we've been reading about, now he understands that God's word is true. You remember when Moses said, or rather when Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, oh no, but if one be risen from the dead, they'll listen. No. If they won't hear what God's word says, then they won't hear if one be raised from the dead. Now that was Abraham's point to this man. God's law is referred to as the perfect law, the law of liberty. It's referred to by James as that which will save. We noted in our study this morning from John chapter 12 and verse 48 that it is the word of God that will judge us. You remember the context of John chapter 6? I preach on that a lot. I like that text because in that context, Jesus has performed many miracles, including feeding the 5,000. And the very next day, some of those folks in that audience find Jesus and they want Him to perform a miracle so that they might believe. Makes me wonder what they thought they'd just seen the previous day. They had seen numerous miracles the previous day. But now they want Jesus to perform a miracle. And Jesus rebuked them and told them, you follow me only for the fishes and the loaves. You need to hear the words that I say. And they began to depart. And you recall how that the Lord asked even the disciples, will ye also go away? You remember what Peter said? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life. That's all that there is. You have the words that will save. And we are called upon to respect what it says, not argue with it. You see, this rich man's got his mind wrapped around that now, doesn't he? But it's too late. Notice, if you will, that in his circumstance, he couldn't warn those five brethren. He couldn't tell them, don't you come to this awful place of torment. What does that tell us? We have time and opportunity now to learn. We have time and opportunity now to teach others, to warn others. But there will come a time when that opportunity is past. Now this man, keep in mind, is described as a certain rich man. But now he's dead. Where are his riches now? What can they do for him? You see, here's a man who now understands it's too late for any possession that he has owned in the past to do him any good. Possessions, we know, are left behind, like this rich man. We can't take those things with us. It is the love of money that Paul says that is the root of all kinds of evil. And the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 is, what shall a man be profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You think this rich man got a picture of that now? He can see that. But it's too late. And the sin of misused material goods. You remember that fellow Lazarus that's described here that laid at that rich man's door full of sores? What did that rich man do for him? No indication he did anything for him. And now it's too late. The rich man's dead. The Bible teaches us that we are stewards of those things that are given into our hand. And we're to use them wisely. For we will give an account of how we deal with those things. In this chapter, Luke chapter 16, if you'll back up there to verse 1, he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward.
And the same was accused unto him that he was wasting his goods. And he called him and said unto him, What is this that I hear of thee? Render the account of thy stewardship, for thou canst no longer, or thou canst be no longer steward.
Here's a man who had to give an account for how he had dealt with those things that were placed in his trust. And friends, so must we. This rich man of our text, his goods can't do him any benefit now. And talking about it being too late, I know, Eve, when we were talking this morning or this evening, when you said, it's never too late. Well, that means in this life. Because after we die, it's way too late. And we will all die. We will all die. It is appointed unto man once to die. Hebrews 9:27. Ecclesiastes 9. It is appointed unto men. No, that's not right. The living know they shall die. The living know they shall die. Now, one of the things Chris has asked me to do, and I've not really done it in one lesson, bits and pieces here and there as I think about things. When I was so sick, I wasn't sure how things were going to go. And one of the thoughts that kind of permeated my thinking was, I'm not done. Well, now you are. If you're dead, you're done. That's just the way that is. But the point is, life is brief. We don't know how long we're going to live. What is your life, James asks? You're a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Job said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of troubles. He cometh forth like a flower. He's cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And then the text of our study in this gospel meeting. The days of our years are 70. Look at that. 70. That's 70 years. Or perhaps by reason of strength, 80 years. We might live to be 80. I remember the words of Bob Robertson, who lived to be the ripe old age of 93. He'd come to a Bible class, and I'd comment about how glad I was for him to be in my class. And he said, at my age, I'm just glad to be anywhere. Well, he understood the point. He said, I'm living on borrowed time. We're not promised to live a long time like that. Well, sure, that's right. So what do we do? Teach us to number our days that we may get us a heart of wisdom. Yes, there comes a time when it's too late, for we must all die. And then 9, sin has consequences. This rich man that we're reading about in Luke chapter 16, when he died, the text tells us he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. He was in a terrible place. He was in a place of punishment, for Abraham explained to him, while you lived, you had good things. Lazarus, in like manner, evil things. Now, here he is, and there you are. You see the point. Here's a place of punishment, Mr. Rich Man, and that's what you got. We reap what we sow, Paul reminds us. And it doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or whether you're poor. That's not the point. God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable. Doesn't matter who you are. Sin has consequences. And I fear sometimes that we don't give that enough thought. This rich man now, he can reflect on that from that day forward. For Abraham said, Son, remember. How long would he have to remember? Long time. Because you see, now it's too late. It's too late. He now understands eternal punishment. That's real. That's not just a fantasy. It's too late to pray. Not going to be another go-around, no more chances. The Word of God is the standard, and that's the standard you've had all of your lifetime. You cannot warn others. Possessions are of no particular good to you after you die. Sin is the result when we misuse the material goods that we have. For we must all die. And the wages of sin, Paul said, is death. Now, what is the point of this little time period we've set aside just right here? To offer the Lord's invitation. Why? Because Paul said now is the acceptable time. Now. Now you have opportunity. Now you have time. But there will come a point when it will be too late. Too late to do what? Well, too late to obey the gospel. to believe that Jesus is the Christ, that He is the Son of God, to turn from your sin, to confess your faith, and to be baptized into Christ. It'd be too late for those things. But you have that opportunity now. Maybe you've obeyed the gospel and you're not living right. You know that, but perhaps others know that. Be assured, my friend, that God knows that. And it brings shame. It brings reproach to Him. You need to correct that. If we can help you before it's too late, take advantage of this time as we stand and sing this song together.